plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're out the Portmarnock direction at any time, pop into the White Sands Hotel and to the Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here. A great bar, great atmosphere. There's always people in the place, and the food is to die for. The Oasis Bar at the White Sands Hotel. If you're out over the summer months when the weather is nice, there is no where nicer to visit. So do pop along. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Kirsty, who is a regular listener to this podcast, has sent us a message about the topic that is driving people mad. To cut a long story short, she wants a breast enlargement done on her medical card. She can't afford to pay for it herself, but she claims that her breasts, her small breasts, are getting her down and depressed. Here is what Kirsty has to say. Would you highlight this on your podcast, please? I was refused a medical procedure on my medical card, and I feel sick and depressed about it. I've a big hang-up about my breast size, and I always have. In the last 2 years, it has made me really down. They are AA size, so they're non-existent. I would love a breast enhancement, but can't afford it and can't even save because I'm raising 3 children on my own. I told my doctor it was getting me down, and I rang about trying to get the procedure on my medical card, but it was turned down. I don't know what to do because I am so depressed about this. And that is from a lady called Kirsty. And as I said, Kirsty is a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast.
You see, there's a difference between breast enlargement and breast reduction. If a woman has terrible back problems because of her huge boobs, naturally enough, she's going to have to get them reduced. But breast enlargement, I'm sorry, no. That's where I draw the line.
Why?
Because...
You read the message.
Yeah, she's feeling down, okay. And I'm sorry that you're feeling down all up, but save up and get it. Why can you get a...
She's a lone parent raising 3 kids. How do you expect her to come up with 5 or 6 grand?
Yeah, it's about 5.5 grand.
Where do you think she's going to get that money?
Credit union or something, although you'd end up spending double on that. The point is, and I hate to harp back to this after mentioning it on the previous podcast, as you know, I'm fairly light on top when it comes to the hair, yeah?
Yeah.
Should I be able to get a hair transplant...
That's a very good question.
Yeah,
are people that think you should be able to.
No, I'm not feeling down about it. It doesn't bother me. It bothers you more than it bothers me.
It bothers you, clearly, because you wear a bloody baseball cap.
I'm wearing a cap because it was sunny out today. It doesn't bother me at all, okay? But if I were to fake depression and say, Jesus, I'm feeling... Oh, very easy to go into my doctor today and go, Doctor, I'm just... People keep looking at me and calling me shiny head and... can't go outside. I can't go outside the house anymore.
But you're taking the piss out of this.
No, I'm not taking the piss.
Well, you're taking the piss out of this lady.
No. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about...
But maybe... There are some people that get very down about being bald on top. There are.
Yeah. And there are some people... I know a girl that I used to work with many, many years ago, and her nickname was Pancakes. And her nickname was Pancakes because she had, this is her own admission, she had the torso of a teenage boy. She used to say that. She had absolutely nothing on top. And for years she was called Pancakes. She was called Pancakes by lots of different people. And she felt about, no, she's had a boob job because I saw her a couple of years ago and Jesus, she looks like Katie Price now. But I'm sure she paid for them herself. But...
Okay, but the question we're asking today is...
If God gave you small boobs, it's your job to do something about it.
Do you think that breast enlargement surgery should be available on the medical card? Our number is 085-825-2626. It's 085-825-2626.
And I don't believe, and I'm sorry, Kirsty, because I love you when you're on the show and all that, but I don't believe that you can't put together... And that you say this has been affecting you the last 2 years. You should be able to put together 5 grand in the last 2 years.
She's alone. Lone parent raising 3 kids on her own.
You should be able to put it. There's people, lone parents with no job.
Okay, should it be possible to get a breast enlargement on the medical card? That's the question that we're asking you. 085-825-2626 is our number. Linda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Linda?
Hiya.
Well,
so, Camille, she wasn't. She listened. She wasn't that depressed if she was able to make three kids, and I'm sure she didn't do that with a jumper on her.
No, she probably. Well, she may have. You wouldn't know.
No,
but.
No. Sorry, I'm actually speechless. Like, I can't afford to get my hair done. The roots are down to my ears. Can I claim that off my PRSI? No, I can't. Like, get a fucking grip. What are people at? Are people actually handing out drugs for free these days? Because I'd love some.
You see,
like, why can't
okay,
she go and get a job? I'll tell you why she won't go and get a job. Because then she'll lose her medical card.
And she has a medical card by her own admission. And she
exactly.
believes that because she is so depressed over her body that she believes she should be able to get breast enlargements on her medical card. You're saying absolutely not.
People are depressed for much, much more serious bloody reasons. And she's giving out because she only has two nipples. I'm sorry, get a job, love, and pay for it yourself.
God, you really have no sympathy. Like, can you not understand why somebody might get down and depressed over the size of their boobs?
Adrian, listen, as a woman, there's not one woman in this world that's happy with her body, whether it's her boobs, her stomach, her bum, whatever it is. Now, if we were all entitled to that, to get done for free, we'd all have it done.
Okay, so you have zero sympathy for this woman.
No, I don't. And I can guarantee you she's the type of Karen as well who gets her Botox every 2 months every bloody month and has her nails done all the time. I go around looking like Wurzel Gummidge. I work full time to support my kids. And these fuckers want free cosmetic surgery, actually. It's not a medical procedure. So she said that wrong. That's not a medical procedure. That's cosmetic. Totally different.
Is it, though? Is it cosmetic?
Yeah,
when
hang on. Medical?
It's medical because it will alleviate the depression that she's suffering as a result of her small boobs.
Bullshit. Because she'll get that done, then she wants a tummy tuck, and then she wants a bum lift, and then she wants an eye lift. Adrian, get a grip. It's not a medical procedure. That is under cosmetic. What Jeremy said was right. A boob reduction would be a medical procedure because of your back, and you actually have to get them down. But a boob enhancement is cosmetic.
Okay, stay there for one second.
You're going to have people coming out wanting Botox on their medical card soon because they're depressed because they have wrinkles. Like, where is it going to stop? It's ridiculous.
Okay, stay there for one second, because Dave, you actually believe this woman should be entitled to get her boob job done on the medical card.
I know, I'm a little scared now after the first lady had on there.
I let her have you go with you in a second, so take a deep breath.
You're a boyfriend, Dave, are you?
don't take my head off my fucking shoulders. No, I don't really see much of an issue. Maybe not like the whole thing, but just maybe, I don't know, part funded. Like, if you really can prove that, like, it's really, really affecting your mental health and bringing it on, because I know girls with small boobs, and it's awful for them, and they hits them in the self-confidence, and it hits them hard, and particularly, like, if you're a woman with small boobs who's had three kids, they've gotten bigger with the kids, then they've gotten smaller, then they've gotten bigger, then they've gotten smaller, and they just don't look great.
When they go saggy, you pull her up with a bra, love.
I know, but I'm just trying to have a bit of compassion here, okay? I'm not talking about, like, for someone who's trying to take the piss, like, and, you know, get, like, you know, have themselves, like, look like one of the Kardashians. Like, I'm talking about if you really need it. Like, if your poor old ditties are looking awful after your couple of kids or whatever and you need a bit of help, why not? Like, do we spend money on worse things?
Well, hang on. Every woman has shit boobs after having a kid. I have three kids myself. There's not one woman after having three kids who has perky, lovely boobs. Not one.
Yeah, and do you know what? Make it a nationwide thing, not just the medical card. If there are women out there that need help with a bit of reconstruction or whatever after you've had your kids, or, you know, bring them up a size or whatever, the state will help you pay for it. I can think of worse ways my tax money is being spent. You know, like, think about it. Like, if you have a medical card, right, you can get Viagra on the medical card. So imagine a guy who's on Viagra for, say, 10, 15, 20 years. What's the cost of that compared to the cost of a boob job?
The Viagra's a bit different now.
But it's not really, because a lot of the times Viagra, you might not need it. Your problems could be psychological. They might not necessarily be medical.
No, but how do you prove you're depressed or it's a psychological issue? How do you prove that?
I know. I'm just saying, like, we could easily put systems in place. You could have psychologists, not just your local GP going, oh, my duties are getting me down. Like, actual, you know, proper psychologists who...
Linda, you don't seem to even accept the fact that somebody can be very depressed over their body shape.
Oh, no, I can. No, I didn't say that. I can. I can see that women can get down, because there's not one woman, including myself, that's happy with every part of their body. There's not. But my point is, she's going on, oh, I'm so depressed, get me down. She made three kids, and I guarantee she wasn't fully clothed, so I wasn't getting her that down, Adrian. I think, but it if, again, if you want it done, it's cosmetic. It's not a medical procedure. Save your money or go and get a job and pay for it yourself. I'm not paying for you to have your boobs done.
Okay, what do you say to that, Dave? Taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for this woman to get her boobs done.
Yeah, but I mean, taxpayers pay for people to get their ears pinned back. I know, massively different procedures, difference in cost. But, I mean, you could easily say that, like, a facelift, a tummy tuck, or getting your ears pinned back is also a cosmetic procedure. I mean, you know, I've got big ears, where I tuck them underneath it.
Anything that changes the look of how you are is classed as cosmetic, unless it's a medical reason.
Yeah, but they're also paid for with a medical card as well, you know?
Well, I don't agree with that either. That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with that.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have big ears and you're afraid you're going to take flight, you should be entitled to a free... like, come on. I'm sorry.
I have big ears, so I just grew my hair out a bit, so I'm grand, but...
grow your hair out or put a hat on.
And we would like to apologise to all people with big ears, so...
I mean, even that Jeremy was saying about getting a hair transplant, I'd have no problem with my tax money paying for a hair transplant for him.
I'm not expecting tax money
you
to go
get,
on.
You should get a job with the Vincent DePaul, Dave. You'd be great.
Fuck's sake, guys. Am I the only person that has the slightest bit of fucking compassion here?
Well, that's really what I'm trying to find out here today, Dave. Okay, Dave. Is Dave the only one with a bit of compassion?
What Linda is saying is having small tits is not going to ruin your life. It's not. It's not going to affect your life.
Jeremy, yeah. If you had a small Mickey, I guarantee it'll have a bigger impact on your life than what it has now.
Sorry, did you say if?
No, but you wouldn't expect him to get a penis enlargement on the medical card, would you?
No, they don't work. But, you know, again, I wouldn't have a problem.
Dave.
Lads, come on. This country is flush with money. We fucking piss money down the shitter the whole time on stuff that, like, people don't even benefit from. So why not take some
I have a friend, a female friend, and I won't tell you the nickname we have for her, but she has literally no lips.
You did say it. Oh, no lips.
Pancakes.
No, Pancakes is a different girl. Pancakes had no tits. This one has no lips. This girl has absolutely no lips.
And what do you call her?
It doesn't matter what we call her. To her face, by the way, she knows the nickname. But should she be able to get lip filler injections on the medical card?
Okay, why not?
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Geez.
Like, they look stupid, but why not?
Because...
I'm a taxpayer as well. I've been paying tax for the last 18 years. I don't have an issue with this. Will you consider what we spend money on in this country anyway? Why not let the people of Ireland get something back?
Okay, and again, Linda, you seem to have zero sympathy for this girl and the emotional impact it has on her having awful boobs.
Zero. But I just want to ask Dave something there. He sounds like a generous man. I need my hair done. Will you ever lose a few, Bob?
send me on your number. I'll send it on to you. No bothers whatsoever.
I sure will.
Okay,
okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. I want to play this message. Now, it's quite a long message, but I want to play this message from a woman who's been there and done that.
Hi, lads. Just having a look at your comment from earlier on today. So I had breast enlargement surgery because I actually lost 9 stone and I had excess skin. Now, it cost me €3,200 to pay for it myself, and I went abroad. Really, I only got the corrective procedure done on my breast because I had some skin left over and I was only 29 at the time. So other than that, it wasn't necessarily because I was an A cup and I wanted to go to a certain cup. And in fact, the breast enlargement procedure I had didn't go beyond the skin that I had there, just to fill the skin that I had. I'm actually very annoyed that this person feels entitled to get something on the medical card. I had two other procedures for skin removal, so I got skin removed off my arms and skin removed off my stomach because I lost 9 stone. Spoke to my GP and he said yes, for things like excessive skin removal on your stomach or your arms, something that can lead to rashes and pain and other health complications down the line, he said you should be able to get it in Ireland, but the waiting list is too long. I actually just saved and took out a credit union account and I went abroad myself. This person does not have any health issues alongside being flat chested, so I was getting rashes and I was getting lots of other things, obviously because I'd lost 9 stone, and it was pure skin on my stomach, so I just had to pay to get this done. The same with the arms and the same with the breast. But how dare she just because she's flat-chested? Like, so what? There are people out there who have mastectomies. There are people out there who have serious physical conditions, and they save up and they pay for these procedures themselves. I'm sorry that you have small breasts, and it's great if you want to get a procedure. Not our problem. You've three children and you can't afford it. I didn't actually go to Turkey. You can go to Poland. You know, maybe work a few extra shifts and save up. Probably cost about €4,000 for you to get it done yourself. But stop complaining just because you're flat-chested that the government should pay for your procedure.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Ez. How are you?
All the way from Greece and listening to Opinions Matter, which I love to hear. I love to hear that. Anyway, Emma, what's your opinion on this? Should a woman be entitled to get a breast enlargement on the medical card because her boob size is getting her down?
No, I completely understand where she's coming from because I'm actually someone who is flat-chested. I would love to get a boob job for free, but it's just not how it works. The only time I ever think something like that should be given for free is if a poor woman lost her boobs from like breast cancer or if they need a reduction, because I know that's actually a medical issue, but this isn't a medical issue. This is more to look at.
It is a medical issue when it's impacting on your mental health. That's a medical issue.
I mean, yeah, but also there's a lot of other services that people aren't getting that genuinely are needed for mental health as well. I just don't think it is something important enough to be given to someone for free.
Now, you said yourself you're in a similar position. Does it ever get you down?
Yeah, it does. Don't get me wrong. I see on Instagram, like, Katie Price and all these mad jobs that have been done to people. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I look completely different. But also, it's not something that's affecting my life so much that I'm going to die if I don't get it done. If I want it done that bad, I do think I'd just...
No, obviously you're not going to die if you don't get it done. But, again, I'm going to go back to the lady's original message. Kirsty is her name, and she says, I feel sick and depressed about it. I've a big hang-up about my breast size. I always do. And in the last number of years, it has made me really down. That's a medical condition.
It's debatable because, yeah, it is mental health, and mental health is something that should be taken serious. But also, there's a lot of other things that aren't taken seriously health-wise. I just don't think it's the most important thing that should be covered on a medical card. And as well, the uproar that it would cause, because there's a lot of people who don't qualify for medical cards and they would suffer with mental health. So that would cause a completely different argument on why aren't they getting this.
Okay, so as somebody who would love to get breast augmentation surgery done, you don't expect to ever get it for free?
No, definitely not. Again, like, my point was the only thing that should be done that's cosmetic, I think, would be a reduction, because that's causing genuine pain. It's not your physical looks, if that makes sense.
No, I agree. And breast reduction surgery is possible on the medical card, particularly if it is something that is causing you great pain. But the opposite isn't the case. And you don't see any reason why it should be?
I personally don't. I can understand, though, why she does think that. I feel for the girl, but I just don't think it's the top priority of what needs to be covered medically in Ireland. Definitely not.
Okay, I know you can't speak for all flat-chested women in the world, again, I'm not expecting it to, but how down can a woman get over not having big boobs? As in, I would imagine, just from speaking to Kirsty off air, I take it that when the summer comes out, the summer months comes out, it affects her more because, and I notice from talking to people who are flat-chested, there's certain things that you can't wear because it just won't look good on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is it something that women that have no boobs think about on a daily basis?
I mean, for me personally, I can only really speak on myself. Some days are better than others. I'm not crazy insecure about it, thank God, and that's mainly because of the people I surround myself with. Like, my boyfriend, he doesn't personally care what size they are, which really helps because I know that can play a part in it. But for me, I just personally buy smaller clothes to give me a bit more of a boost in the cleavage area instead of buying my actual size. That's kind of how I felt flattering.
So, but if you're in the shop buying clothes, it is something that's on your mind. Like you go, oh God, I couldn't wear that top. Like, would you wear a braless top, or would you be too conscious of that?
Depends as well. It would literally, I'd see it in the shop and I think that looks really nice, but that's for someone who actually has something to show off.
Yeah.
I don't. Where if it's like a bikini, like the other day I bought myself a new bikini down on the strip here in Greece. I just bought one that is really, really small. It fits me. I'm not walking around naked, but it is very, very small, but it gives me a bit more of a boost on the cleavage area. And that's kind of my way of coping.
There you go. You're after changing my mind kind of and how I feel about this topic now. Because at the start I was like, small boobs, get over it, love. But then after hearing you talking about it and that it's something that even plays a part in you, what clothes you buy and stuff like that, that it could be affecting some women's femininity, Adrian.
Absolutely. This is what this lady is trying to claim, that it is getting in on her.
Yeah. But I still don't think we should pay for it, though.
Emma, just finally, I'm going to be nosy. What part of Greece are you in?
I'm in Zante.
Oh, never been there.
South of Greece, isn't it? South.
No, it's an island, isn't it? No.
It's more of the party side of Greece. There's a lot of younger people over here drinking, but my job is over here. That's why I'm based over here.
Come here, final question. Do they have lucky luckies in Greece? Like they have?
Do they?
That's mad. It's one place I haven't been yet. I was wondering, can you buy your bikinis off the lucky luckies and stuff like that?
No, but they do sell very strange stuff. Like they walk around with like torches that are in the shape of like horses and everything. Like really strange. They sell things that you wouldn't really particularly want to buy anywhere else.
I love the lucky luckies for like the cheap football.
Yeah, they're great. Emma, I love Greece. I was in Greece only a couple of weeks ago and can't wait to go back again. Great to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Emma.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You love eating Greece as well. Anything with Greece in it, isn't it though?
I do like Greece.
Anything gets greasy.
Have you never been to Greece? No.
No, it's the one place. I don't think. No. I've been to Crete. Is that Greece?
Yeah.
Then I've been to Greece.
Oh, well, there you are.
No, but the reason I'm asking is there was no lucky luckies in Crete. Although I went to a very exclusive five star resort.
The usual.
No kids, just five star.
So that's all a thing of the past.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Where are we going now? Nicole, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, lad.
Well, Nicole, should a woman be able to get a boob job done on the medical card because it's getting her down?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The prices in Ireland are crazy. And even the prices abroad, like that, she's a mother of three kids and she can't afford to save. Like many people with or without kids can't afford to save in these times. So if it's something she needs to help her, she should definitely get it done.
Okay, but she doesn't
get it done.
Yeah, but it's not like she's going to die without getting the procedure.
She's not, no, but I'm like my comments, I can relate to her. I'm finding it very hard to even get seen by the cosmetic, not even cosmetic, the plastic surgery.
What do you mean you find myself. It hard to even to get seen? Why?
I've had three cesarean infections on my children, and my last one being 10 years ago. And I had to get it reopened the year after my son was born because it had opened itself. So I had to get a part of it reopened and reclosed. Still to this day, I'm getting constant infections in it. And last February, it reopened on the right-hand side again. And my own GP sent in three referrals to plastics to just get me seen by them. And they're refusing me because they think it's more cosmetic reasons rather than a medical reason. I can't go more than 3 days without getting an infection.
That sounds dreadful. Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm constantly on antibiotics and I've three kids to mine.
Oh, that's awful. That is dreadful. So, you have been turned down because it's viewed as a cosmetic procedure. Similarly, yeah. Boob enlargement will be a cosmetic procedure.
Yeah, yeah. Mental health.
Yes, no, and obviously you believe you should be entitled to get this procedure done, and listening to what you've just described to me, I would agree with you. But you're similarly empathetic to Kirsty because it's getting in on top of her.
Yeah, I was told last time I kept going to my GP and over the infections and the infections, and they said to me, look, Nicole, I think we're better off putting you on antidepressants. And I was sort of, I'm shocked because I was like, no, I'm fine. And they were like, no, it's really getting you down. I was like, no, look, I'm going to be stuck with my section scar for life. I don't want to be on antidepressants for life. No, I did end up taking them because it really was to the point where I was just so focused. If I do this, if I go on that walk, and if I do this exercise, and it's just going to like sort of hit it off, like for the infection to come back. Like I just finished my last course of antibiotics on Monday, and they have me booked in for a new course.
That really is dreadful what you're going through. And yes, you should definitely be helped to deal with that. But you similarly believe that if Kirsty is down in the dumps over her body image, that the state should help her.
Yeah, I do think like everyone needs help. Like, regardless of what it's for, like, fair enough, it is viewed as cosmetic, but she should still get the help, even if they say, like, right, we're not going to do surgery, but we will help you to even love your body, you know, the way it is.
But she should be given some support or help in order to,
yeah,
to deal
definitely.
With it. Yeah.
My problem, lads, with this is if she was to get that done, supposing the HSE turned around and said tomorrow, by the way, it's, what's it, $5,000 for a boob job? About $5,000 for a boob
job. Starting price.
Let's say $7,000, yeah? Mm-hmm. Word would get out fairly, and you'd have every single small-chested woman in Ireland queuing up to the HSE, and we'd... Like, I'd rather that money, to be honest with you, and I'm not being heartless towards Kirsty, I would rather that $6,000 going towards a couple that can't have children towards their...
Let me read out a message that she's committed.
And it's not every woman who has a problem with small breasts.
No, that's true. Some women love having small breasts, to be honest.
Yeah.
Stay there. I want to read a message that just came in, and it says... I totally agree with Adrian. The HSE pay for boob jobs and other cosmetic surgery for transgender men because they have mental health issues. So why not give it to that woman who also has mental health issues with her body? Statement of fact there.
Okay, how many trans people have been...
I don't know is the answer.
The number is fairly minimal in Ireland at the moment, would it not be?
It would be. However, that's a statement of fact that the HSE will pay for boob jobs for... transgender men.
Why are you even opening that kind of worm?
No, but it's a fact.
Now why are you?
So why should they be entitled to it and Kirsty not?
I'm done. You're making ridiculous comparisons now.
085-825-2626 is our number if you would like to get involved.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. What are you angry about?
Fuck you. You're taking the piss or what? You know, like, there's people lying in hospital corridors, Adrian, waiting for basic procedures, literally on days on end, and this one wants a fucking boob job. Like, you're serious, like? Are you actually fucking serious? I can't understand. I can't even think about what I better not say because you'd knock me off. But I tell you, she's going to get her act together. You know, fucking friend of mine down there for 72 hours there, and he has fucking health insurance, and he's still waiting 72 hours to get a fucking, to get a doctor to get a CNC, an A&E. Like, I don't think these people do be thinking, Nigel, do they?
Meaning what?
They have got bollocks if you think that they're entitled to a medical procedure. You know, I'm going to rephrase that. It's a breast enhancement. Like, what did he be thinking, Nigel? Did they think that, like, there's money there to be spending on this type of stuff?
Okay, but this woman in her message clearly stated, and we spoke to her off air, clearly stated that she is extremely depressed, lacks self-confidence, and loads of other things as a result of her small breasts. So she believes... and I'm sorry to hear it as well, but she believes she should be helped.
No, help herself. People, you see people every day the week, Adrian, and I know loads of friends of mine went and got the teeth done out in Turkey. Wouldn't be me, but they went out and got it done. And they saved up for it and they got it done. She can do the fucking same, because I'm not footing for her. No, nobody else is footing for her. As I said, with the hospital crisis the way it is and the health crisis the way it is, and waiting up to 72 hours to see a doctor just to get seen to, you could be on the fucking way out for all you know. And she thinks that she can just use the medical card for a breast enhancement. Not a fucking hope in hell. Imagine what would happen, Adrian, if one happened. They'd all be at it. And then what's next then, Adrian? How much would the country be paying? Like, how much would the taxpayer? Then it wouldn't. It's not even feasible. It couldn't be. It can't be.
Well, Nicole, what do you make of that lack of empathy, basically?
I can't say it because I'm on air. Now, look, he's entitled to his opinion, but at the same time, it's not her fault the way the health system is. And I do agree with him. There is more serious cases that should be seen and more serious procedures that should be done. But it's not her fault that all these people are waiting for it.
No, but hold on for the Nicole. Oh, she's not in immediate danger, Nicole. She's not in immediate danger. Her health is not in immediate danger. And this is an enhancement. It's a luxury, if you look at it that way. If you want bigger boobs, it's a luxury. You go and pay for it. If you want Botox, you go and pay for it. If you want a facelift or whatever the fuck you want, you go and pay for it. There's no way does it happen any other way.
But for mental health, it's deteriorating. It's not immediate danger, but could turn bad.
Look, here's Nicole, here's the thing. There's thousands of that. I don't care, fair play to the last one. There's thousands and thousands of women out there that are not happy with their bodies. Yeah. There's thousands of men out there that are not happy with their bodies. What the fuck have you got on the medical card? You know, it's not going to happen. It wouldn't work like that. You know, she wouldn't be able to afford it, Nicole.
Yeah, but they should give her some sort of help. Even, like I said earlier, if they give her help to embrace the body she has.
You're talking about health. I went and I got my teeth looked at there a few weeks ago, and I'm not even gonna. I nearly fucking got sick when he gave me the bill there because he wants to drill one and he wants to take one out and put one in. I couldn't believe it, and I'm gonna keep that. And I was like, holy fuck, how am I gonna afford that? I'm just gonna have to pay because I'm saving for it. That's what's gonna happen.
Sorry, John, I don't know what's happened to your phone.
Is
there, John.
It is outrageous here in Ireland. I know I did look in to a private tummy tuck for the medical reasons, but it's about 10 grand. And there's not a hope I'd be able to save that. I don't know about breast reduction, but I know it's 10 grand for a tummy tuck. And I don't think that includes everything. That's just more the consultation. And that's the surgery, not the consultation. So it's very hard to say for that.
Adrian, this is just it's not viable. It couldn't happen. In the world of the world, it couldn't ever happen. It'd be too much of a taxpayer, too much of the country. It won't be able to afford it, definitely not.
Okay, stay there for one second because I've been asked to play a WhatsApp voice note, Nicole, for you. So stay there and have a listen, if you will, please, to this from Jess.
Right, if she wants fucking breast enhancement, then guess what, hon? You pay for it out of your own fucking pocket. I'm not paying taxes, so they can go off, so you can swap from a double A to a double D. Fuck off. And this whole thing of, she's a single parent with three kids, I don't give a fuck about. Find a way to save up the money then. Like, it's a fucking joke. And she's probably already getting benefits and God knows what else. Just wants to get it free on the medical card to be a sponge like everyone fucking else. Like.
God, she's angry, isn't she, Nicole?
She is.
Okay, she's basically saying that there's no excuse for getting this done on the medical card.
Even if they can subsidise some of this. Not just for medical card, for every single person that needs a procedure, like John Deere, who has the bill. They should be able to subsidise some of the payment to help people, whether they're working or not. Like I've always said, people who are working are worse off than people on social welfare, in my opinion. Me being one of them people on social welfare, because I can't work at the moment, I'm a qualified SNA, but I can't keep my own health in check to be able to look after children with additional needs. And my son is one of them children with additional needs. So it's very hard for me to do my job properly in regards of a school setting.
And your argument is that the medical impact and the mental health impact it's having on you needing to have what they describe as cosmetic surgery, although I would call that emergency surgery or whatever. It sounds very serious, but they won't do it for you.
They won't. Now, I am on a waiting list to be seen by plastics, but it's a 3 to 5 year waiting list. And I remember after I had my last child and had to get the section scar reopened a year after, the consultant told me that to stop the infection a year after I got that done, I was told to lose weight and get a tummy tuck. And that was her advice to me at the time. And I lost 4 stone. And the infections are still happening, so it's definitely not my weight.
Right, that's awful, really.
So I don't expect, like that, I do expect help, but I don't expect them, to just give it to me for the sake of giving it to me. Like, I had this discussion with my own GP. My friend went to Lithuania to get a breast reduction done about 3-4 years ago. And for, say, a tummy tuck, a breast uplift, liposuction and something else in Lithuania, it's about €1,000. So if it was for cosmetic reasons, I would have saved up that money and got it done. But it's not for cosmetic reasons.
No, definitely not. All right. Thanks very much, Niamh, for sharing your story with us. I got this message from Emma, and it says, sorry, I can't send a voice message. I have very big boobs. I'm only 30, and I've a hump at the top of my back from them. I wouldn't have the nerve to ask the state to pay for a reduction. I've gotten quotes to get a reduction done, and I'm looking at €8,000 to €10,000. Tell that woman to save up and go to Turkey. Flights, accommodation, and the boob job for around €3,000 to €4,000. Get a grip, another medical card scab, says Emma.
Now, Emma is somebody that I would have no problem with my taxes, the ample taxes that I pay into the country's coffers. I'd have no problem with my taxes going towards Emma, because that's actually hurting her back. But Emma, I have to pull you up on something I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't send my dog over to Turkey to get a procedure done. Not that my dog.
Loads of people do go to Turkey to get procedures done.
What do you think of that?
I was in Turkey a couple of months ago, walking around Istanbul,
yeah,
and the amount of people with hair implants and nose jobs walking around the streets because they have to stay in the country for
a while
afterwards.
A doorman friend of mine last summer went over to get the hair transplant done, and he said the flight coming back, the Ryanair flight, whatever flight you've done,
full of people.
He said it was like people that looked completely different to the day going over. There was like the white teeth, the hair transplants, the fat reduction. I would just err on the side of caution to anybody who was thinking of going over to Turkey to get out. I've heard some horror stories.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Eileen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eileen. What did you want to say?
I was just thinking, like, why on God's green earth should the Irish government have to pay for cosmetic surgery? Like, can anybody actually tell me why?
Because it is causing, it is having a mental health impact on this young woman.
Yes, but it's a cosmetic surgery, like, and, like, just other ways, like, to, like, you know, help your mental health, like, but asking the government to pay for cosmetic surgery, I just think it's outrageous, in my opinion.
It's outrageous?
Yes. For cosmetic surgery, absolutely. It's cosmetic. It's not necessary.
No, I know. It is necessary. She has described how she is extremely sick and depressed and full of a lack of self-confidence, all because of her boobs.
Well, that's just how the cards are dealt, you know? Like, if she wants to fix it, you know, she has the free will to at least save up, you know, just put some money away each month, because I know she has kids, and just save up and get the surgery herself, pay for it herself. Like, I just don't know why the government should have to pay for it. I just can't see it.
You see, I'm shocked by the lack of empathy towards this woman and the direct impact that this is having on her mental health.
Well, you see, if the government, like, the medical card and all, like, pays for her cosmetic surgery, like, everybody, all women with, like, even the slightest dissatisfaction with their body, they'll be flowing into all these surgery places and getting these free cosmetic surgeries, and that's costing the government a lot of money, which is money we don't have.
Okay, we'll stay there for 1 second. I want to go to Breda. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Breda.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Breda. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, I'm actually disgusted with the juvenility from yourself and Jeremy on the show today. I mean, to refer to the breasts as tits. What age are you? Grow up.
Who said that?
You actually did.
Did I? Well, it was obviously
absolutely laughable. You're like a child in a playground. Grow up.
Well, what do you call
now,
them?
You what do you compassion. Call them? They are breasts.
Okay.
Breasts. And the thing that's on top of them, that's called the areola.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Is that what it's called?
What are you laughing at?
Yeah.
You actually
that's
do sound
the part
like an immature...
around the nipple.
Yes.
And the teeth is the part of the nipple.
I didn't need to know any of this.
Their breath. So please refer to it as they are medically and scientifically known.
Okay, well both hands in, Mill.
Okay, let me ask you then, Breeda, what is your opinion on this young woman who is looking to have a breast implant done on the medical card? Because she can't afford it.
I feel that the lack of compassion today is astounding. If someone turned around to Jeremy and told him that he couldn't have his erection anymore, expecting people to be compassionate to him?
Okay, well, first of all, if you have erectile dysfunction problems, which I don't have, by the way, you can get Viagra. So there are actually tablets.
Let's say you weren't happy with the size of your erection. Would you not like to think that somebody would afford you the respect that you are not affording to this woman?
Well, no, because
her lack of compassion, speaking through her nose and like marbles in her mouth with the lack of compassion is outstanding. It's absolutely disgusting and she should be ashamed of herself.
Sorry, Eileen, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You should be ashamed of yourself for your lack of compassion.
Breeda, who do you think you are? I cannot believe you. It's not a lack of compassion. I'm looking out for the country and the government's budget.
You cannot believe me.
I cannot.
Stop right now. Stop holding your nose or whatever way you're speaking, please. You need
Breeda, you sound like you're holding your nose constantly. You wouldn't catch me sounding like that, sorry.
You are absolutely disgraceful. You are disgusting. You are not a real lady because a lady would understand another lady's, you know, mental
issues. I'm not slamming her. I'm saying that she shouldn't be able to get a free cosmetic surgery.
Okay, and Breeda, let me deal with that important point, that she should not be able to get cosmetic surgery done for free.
If it aids her mental health issues, then why not? Mental health, just because you cannot see it, does not mean that it's any less significant than physical health. If this was anything else, if this was a growth, if this was anything that is anyway medical, physically, it would be dealt with. So why are we not dealing with the mental issues too?
And that is a fact, Eileen, and I've said this repeatedly, that this woman is dealing with mental health issues over her body image. So surely she should be helped to resolve that.
Just because she's a bit sad doesn't mean she should be afforded an almost €5,000 surgery. I'm actually joking. Because she's a bit down, she deserves to have about $5,000 put into her chest.
And what about if you wanted to have a surgery done, let's say, to unblock your airways and, you know, let yourself speak with a more clear kind of way of speaking, basically.
Breeda,
to make yourself more clear. What if you wanted to do that and nobody afforded you that respect to do that?
Breeda. Breeda, are you actually taking
don't
the piss?
Don't breathe at me.
You need to get them marbles out of your mouth, Breeda.
I absolutely don't have marbles in my mouth.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, actually.
I have an idea of you sitting there at your desk in your house, wherever you are, with literally monkey nuts shoved up your nostrils.
What are you on about? What are you on about?
Are you calling me?
I'm talking about the way that lady speaks. It's laughable.
Sorry. Are we here to talk about the way people speak? There's nothing wrong with it.
I just have to pull her up on it because it's very hard. It's very hard to have a serious conversation with somebody who's quite obviously speaking through their nose.
Who's that speaking?
That's Breeda.
Breeda, most of our listeners, believe it or not, think that you and Eileen are the same person. I think this is the first time the two.
Well, I don't sound anything like Eileen. I can tell you, I'm not the same person as Eileen.
Breeda, come on!
Don't breathe at me. Don't even know me.
What can I call you? Fucking marbles and mouth woman. No, I'll call you Breeda.
You know what you sound like? You sound like you're hooked up to something and you're going through and you're being electrified constantly.
You sound like you have a dodgy voice changer on.
I don't have a dodgy voice changer. This is my voice. I always learned to. I actually did elocution lessons as a child, so speaking well is something that comes very naturally to me.
Little brat. Shut up. I actually can't believe you. Rita, and you're just coming on here talking about my voice. That's not even the topic about today.
No, it's
what
not.
What are you on?
No, but I'm trying to have you. Okay, then, no,
once you can hear me, it shouldn't bother you.
Let's go back to the conversation. Hang on. Let's go back to the conversation about this woman getting her breast enlargement done on the medical card. Eileen, you're saying no.
No, she shouldn't.
Brita, you're saying yes.
Absolutely. If it's a best day.
Oh, we've lost Brita.
Absolutely. Oh. Let's do it. Oh.
Let's do it. Okay.
I thought she was gone.
No, don't take offence to this.
No, I'm not gone, actually. I'm not gone. I'm still here.
Sorry, Brita. Sorry, Brita, don't.
Oh, the devil curses me again. Jesus Christ. Jesus, just give me a miracle and get this bitch out of here.
Oh, okay, Brita, question.
Whatever's out here now, spit it out. Spit it out. You know what I mean? Just hold one nostril and just...
Brady, your voice is breaking. I can hear it. You're probably a little teenage boy or something pretending to put on a voice. All right, you need to get them marbles out of your mouth. All right, and whatever's stuck in your throat, whatever's stuck in your mouth, get that tissue out of your nose. I can't believe you.
I think you're still by trying to sound posh, and it's not working for you. Instead, you sound nasally.
I'm quite down to earth, actually.
Brady, you're letting yourself down. You're letting yourself down.
I'm not letting myself down, but that lady there, she is absolutely having you on. She has something either in her nose that has to be seen to, or she is actually joking with you.
Brita, you almost sound identical to me.
Stop calling me Brita.
What will I call you, Grizzly Bear?
But that's your name, isn't it?
She doesn't know me, and she's speaking to me like she knows me.
Oh my God, that's the way the show...
That's what we do here on Opinions Matter.
Adrian, what do you think I should call her?
Well, her name is Brita.
Stop
yes,
shouting.
I'll call her Brita.
Are you married? Are you actually married?
What's the point?
I am married.
What's the point?
I'd love to meet and commend some man that could listen to you all the time.
Well, you're married.
You said that it's a man, Brita.
And are you married?
Assuming.
Are you married, Brita?
I'm happily married to a man for many, many years. We have children together. We have a great marriage, and this isn't about me. I'm just asking who the poor sod who got landed with nasal noir there is.
Okay.
Brita the battle axe.
Well, Brita the battle axe and nasally Nora, let's go.
Eileen is the
nasally Nora.
Eileen is the lady's Jeez. Name.
Say bye. Thanks.
Ladies, please. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
There's a message there just from Angry Darren.
Oh, Darren is angry as always.
Oh, this is brilliant. The two of them are saying to each other that they're both of them holding their nose.
Right.
In fairness,
yeah.
I'm very nasally at the moment. The bloody hay fever is killing me at the moment.
Or maybe they both have hay fever.
Maybe they both have.
Let's go back to the topic just finally and squeeze in this voice note from Neil.
Dad, it's more or less the same as your man next door has a 23-1 car and I have an 09. I'm getting mental health issues because his car is newer than mine. It's all bollocks. John's right. Cheers, lads.
Hardly the same thing. Now, Neil, I've mental health issues because the neighbour has a nicer car than me.
Well, yeah, if my neighbour...
Well, every neighbour has a nicer car than you. Every single neighbour.
At least I own my car. The bank owns yours. PCP, finance, or whatever.
No.
What's PCP again?
That's a rip-off.
It's where you have to hand the car back, isn't it? And yeah. You don't own the car.
No, you never own the car.
Anyway, I own my car outright. You don't own. You've never owned anything in your life outright.
You only own the car because it costs 50 quid.
150.
Oh, 150, sorry.
Bought at the market, so it was.
Anyway, that was an interesting end to Opinions Matter today.
But don't let that shadow a very important debate, and that is all about mental health and whether or not if you're not happy. But the problem about it is, where do you draw the line? Because anybody, the happiest person in the world, if you ask them, is there a part of your body you're not happy with, they're going to tell you there is. So, like, it'd be like Noah's Ark. There'd be people queuing up in pairs to get, like,
why in pairs?
Yeah, why would they queue up in pairs?
Why would they possibly do that?
They'd
be queuing up.
Okay, I have a toe that's a bit too big. Like, I have a very ugly toe.
Actually, your feet are manky-looking yokes.
What?
Yeah, get them done on the medical card.
On my toes?
Yeah.
But what can you get done with your toes? Well,
I don't know. Anyway, thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, even the bizarre section at the end, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. We really appreciate you listening. Please share the podcast onto your own social media and tell all your friends that Adrian and Jeremy do Opinions Matter every day. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.
Oh.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.